Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, my friends, a true American story from Counterpunch. Hail Jim Hinckley of the Colonial Occupation of Iraq by Harry Brown. And it says, you think the Americans don't know what they're doing in Iraq? They know all too well. Check out, for example, Captain Christopher Serino of the 82nd Airborne, who told an English journalist in Faljala a few weeks ago, quote, the men are being attacked by Syrian-trained terrorists and local freedom fighters. That's right, he said freedom fighters. Now check out the code names employed in the weekend swoop of Saddam Hussein near Tikrit, Red Dawn, they called it, with suspected Iraqi resistance locations tagged Wolverine 1, Wolverine 2, and so on. Press comments have noted that Red Dawn, a 1984 John Millis flick that chronicles a Soviet invasion of the U.S., is a favorite movie of American right-wingers. What hasn't often been pointed out is that the heroes of the Red Dawn are a brave band of ragged small-town resistors to the invasion, and they call themselves the Wolverines. It gets worse, folks. It gets worse. So people were going, man, Operation Red Dawn, that's what the Soviets, you know, that's a Soviet term for invading, a term the Army had for a Soviet invasion, sneak attack. And then they're even calling the Iraqi resistors Wolverines, our troops taking the part, seeing themselves as Soviet occupiers. And Harry Brown goes on to continue talking about this. That's coming up. And just a bunch of other news. They say they're about to get bin Laden, and I want to get into the economy and a bunch of other legislation that's moving forward. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Right now, let's hit Rob in Wyoming, then Randy, Ron, Scott, John, and others. Rob, finish up your points.
Well, I just wanted to also tell you that here in Casper, Wyoming, we have Kevin Meenan, our district attorney, 7th District, who was elected president of the National District Attorneys Association in 2001. He was charged with 10 felony counts, larceny by Bailey. Those were all dropped. He finally, they waited till the last minute and then had a secret closed backroom trial with, you know, nobody knows what was promised to him. And now we have selective enforcement where someone else with identity theft charges against them, that charge was dropped at the same time so it wouldn't look bad. Because on the mere assumption of identity theft, this woman's in jail. But even though convicted and admitted guilt, Meenan did not go to jail, and he's going to have the identity theft charge suspended from his record after probation.
Okay, Rob, thanks for the call. Look, the Dallas Police Department took the chalk for the end of your cue stick, pounds and pounds of it, ground it up, they'd plant it on illegal aliens because they couldn't fight back. People weren't even trying to deal drugs or buy drugs. They would come bust them, give them prison sentences. The district attorney was involved. The crime lab said, oh, yeah, it's real cocaine. The Houston crime lab has framed thousands of people. In Tulia, Texas, they just round folks up randomly. No drugs, no paraphernalia. District attorneys all over the country have been involved in scams. The FBI running murder for hire all over the country. I mean, it's just, the government is totally rotten. The government is totally and completely rotten to the core. And you got good old boys feeding off the government trough in all your towns and cities. That's just low-level boss hog type stuff. And from there, it just gets worse and worse. Most of the drugs in your community are dealt by high-level police with the CIA. There's hundreds of stories on this. And it all comes out. I see these stories every day. It's admitted. They've been caught doing it. And, yeah, of course there's selective enforcement. See, the smart criminals don't run around on the streets snatching purses or robbing banks. Smart criminals go get a badge and a gun. Smart criminals become politicians. Smart criminals get into power positions. And then they use the media to teach us how to be gullible little saps. Well, I'm not going to be part of it. What about you? Your calls and a bunch of other news straight ahead. Stay with us.
folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoriset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to race back into your calls, and then coming up, critics, convicted felons working for electronic voting companies. Now, folks, they have caught the big three electronic voting companies accessing votes while elections are taking place, hidden wireless internet connections in the machines that no one was told about, manipulating the votes while they're happening, meetings with the directors of these companies, who all three of them have former deputy directors of the CIA running them. I mean, we really are having our right to vote being taken. Do you understand? It's actually happening. It's just like with the face scanning. The big face scanning company, turns out the big director of that's a convicted felon involved in all this scamming. It doesn't matter. They're going to put it in all the schools now. Well, with this, a manufacturer, and this is, by the way, the San Jose Mercury News, a manufacturer of electronic voting machines has employed at least five convicted felons as managers, according to critics demanding more stringent background checks for people responsible for voting machine software. By the way, Diebold's own chief engineer quit and said it was all a scam about 2 months ago. Voter advocate Bev Harris, anti-corruption investigator, alleged Tuesday that managers of a subsidiary of Diebold, Inc., one of the country's largest voting equipment CIA fronts, I would add, included a cocaine trafficker, a man who conducted fraudulent stock transactions, and a programmer jailed for falsifying computer records. Oh, a computer programmer jailed for falsifying computer records. And they ran the California election. About 3 million Californians cast ballots on Diebold machines. The programmer, Jeffrey Dean, wrote and maintained proprietary code used to conduct and count hundreds of thousands of votes as senior vice president of Global Election Systems, Inc. Diebold purchased GE as in January of 2002. The man running their software, he's been convicted for falsifying computer records. According to a public court document released before GES hired him, Dean served time in a Washington correctional facility for stealing money and tampering with computer files in a scheme that involved a high degree of sophistication and planning, the police said. You can't tell me these people passed background tests, Harris, author of Black Box Voting, Ballot Tampering in the 21st Century, said in a phone interview. Michael Jacobson, a spokesman for North Canton, Ohio-based Diebold, emphasized that the company performs background checks on all managers and programmers. He said many GES managers, include Dean, left at the time of the acquisition. We can't speak for the hiring process of a company before we acquired it, Jacob said. He would not provide further details. It goes on saying company policy bars discussion of current or past employees. The former GES is Diebold wholly owned subsidiary Global Election Management Systems, which produces the operating system that touchscreen voting terminals use. Period. Dean could not be reached for comment Tuesday afternoon. Oh, isn't that nice? And then you read on, it turns out he's still working there. And what, five or six big universities, including MIT, looked at it and said, this has been designed for backdoor control and designed so you can cover up once you've done the backdoor manipulation, and they've caught them in Louisiana, Texas, California, New York, Missouri, Indiana. I mean, they've caught Diebold alone in almost every state with these things where it'll be in a little local election. Okay, and there's only 15,000 people in the town, okay? And they'll have all what the precincts reported, and then suddenly the numbers will flip, or in some cases it'll just suddenly double the number for the establishment candidate. And then it'll be more people than are registered voters that vote for the person. And they'll just say, well, sorry, he's elected, and well, that's it. And the state election board says, oh, we certify. We certify it. By the way, you can't vote in Austin now without going through these machines. And they've got a lot of the different local media people, the program directors at TV and radio stations, we're on the little board deciding it, and we're getting financial compensation. They had the media all paid off. And we talked about this on a TV show. One of my associates did, and they actually... One of the local TV station heads called up and tried to get them off the air. How dare you talk about the machines not working? That's all they said. You can't talk like that. You can't do that. Don't even question us. And you see, the average person just can't believe that this would actually be happening. But it is. It is happening, folks. I'll get more into that later. Let's go to calls. And that's how mad I was told the individual was. Let us now talk. Let us now discuss things with Randy in Oklahoma. Randy, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, sir.
Yeah, what I've got here to talk about is it'd be pretty lengthy and time-consuming, so I'm just going to kind of touch on it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Over 25 years ago, the electronic engineers and workers determined that pixels are unsafe to watch. Now, this is what you look at on your computer screen, and these new all-digital TV sets that are coming into the country. If it's all digital, I just don't think it's safe to watch. So I would surely recommend that those be sent back to China.
Well, for folks that don't understand what we're talking about.
Right.
Well, let me just comment. For those that don't understand, did you hear about the Pokemon cartoons that would make 5,000 Japanese children convulse every time the lights would flash? That American children had convulsions? And then they tested it and had to change the cartoon. That's, you know, how a hypnotist with a flashing light is able to hypnotize you. If you're in a relaxed state, not aware of the hypnotism, it's even easier. That's what happens. And the flickering of the screen, the laser projection shooting out, you know, scanning back and forth, shooting out the images frame by frame, does have that flickering effect. That's why you hear the term couch potato. You'll just catch yourself for hours just sitting there watching television. And that is going on, and it's even worse with the digital televisions. And I have the patents. I have the mainstream media reports. What you're saying is not science fiction. It is reality. Go ahead.
Yes. If it's analog, you know, old black and white, it's safe to watch. Your videos are digital, but they can be watched that way. That's safe. No problem there. But if it's all digital, that incoming signal is digital, that's unsafe. That's going to ruin your eyes.
I don't know about ruining your eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's,
okay, why is that? It's just light emissions.
Right. It's similar to the type of light that laser, you know, laser beam.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, sir. Look, what I'm saying is that the flickering can put you in a mesmerized, altered state. And there's a bunch of statistics and research out. Children that play video games for more than a couple hours a day, they get into actually a lower state of brain waves. And this is with electrodes hooked up. This is major universities. Than someone in the deepest sleep, but they're awake. They're playing the game because they're so focused. And I remember playing video games when I was a teenager, the earlier video games, and I remember sitting there on the weekend with my friends, staring at a little TV set for 5-6 hours at a time. I was never big on watching TV, but I played video games for a few years. I got really into it. And I would sit there, and I remember getting entranced, just totally locked in for hours. I would start a game and play for 2 hours and go all the way through the game. And man, I was on too. I mean, I was defeating all the monsters and, you know, grabbing all the goods and then jumping through all the traps and you just totally, you know, like just in the zone, as they say. So yes, but no. I mean, certainly it strains your eyes to stare at a computer screen. It strains your eyes to read a book. But to say that the light emissions, I'm talking about the rate of the laser shooting the screen. The light from it, doesn't damage your eyes. Sitting here in the studio day after day with this bright light right over my articles, sometimes I walk out of here and I can, like, see the light still. I need to move it. That'll damage your eyes. The sun will damage your eyes. But thanks for the call, sir. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm going to digress for a moment, but then I want to get to my real issues. You mentioned those video games and certain type of, I guess, I don't know, electronic flashes, if you will. In Japan, about a year ago, they had a broadcast, and they did that over television. It caused a number of children in Japan to actually go into some type of epileptic seizures.
That was 4 years ago. It was all, I have the Washington Post articles. Every time they would air the episode, thousands would go into convulsions.
They had mentioned it even a year ago. I'm telling you, it was an incident within the last year. And beyond that, stop and think about it. Here you are in this dream state, okay, and you're watching things. It's sort of a form of hypnosis. Things could be suggested. And what are our video games? They're all rife with the most rank violence you'll ever see. So think about it. You lull somebody into this, I don't know, I think it's called a paragogic dream state. They're sort of awake, but they're not awake.
Well, that's
and then you implant violence like that in their minds.
That's what the occult practitioners would do with a crystal ball or a mirror or a candle. You stare into it and hypnotize yourself. That's where all that comes from. And now you've got this fast flickering light that's the exact brainwave pattern. That's a fact, folks.
And the image being sent out is a very violent image. But I like to get to my main point.
Okay, but I would add to this, we'll let you do that after the break, that you can see the increase in crime congruent with television and then violence being introduced to television. That is a fact. So, yes, and you know it, folks. You've caught yourself drooling watching television, haven't you? That's why I don't watch more than 1 hour a week.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
All right, back to your calls and into more vital news to the future of this republic and the families that live in this country, all of us together. Ron in New York, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Okay, Alex. Yes, yesterday in the New York Post, buried in a small article in the center of the paper, they made mention of the fact that the federal government went into an arrangement with the state of New York and the city of New York, and as it turns out, they said they've gone into this arrangement over the last year with 44 other states in our union, to which there'll now be no real separation or division between the exchange of tax and income information between state, city, and the, of course, Internal Revenue Service.
And the same thing's happening with Mexico and China and Europe. all the data being put into this global database. Government is upon us.
And dig this. The focus of this information swapping is primarily going to be concentrated on people who are individually employed, sole proprietors, and small businessmen. So, and they said that it's designed to stop them from getting involved in tax avoidance, they have to emphasize that word, schemes. Anybody in your audience who knows tax law knows that tax avoidance is legal. Evasion is illegal. So in other words, they're trying to frighten people who are self-employed and in small businesses out of even using that which is legally available to them.
Yeah,
to
people
avoid
are having
taxes.
Enough trouble hanging on by their fingernails, competing against all the Chinese and Indian slaves and all the poor Latin American serfs. And so they're coming in with this, and that's what the Patriot Act 1 and 2 does. It's all a control grid. It's for citizens. Hey, what do you think about Diebold with these?
Phone.
What do you think about Diebold with all these convicted felons?
Well, Diebold, that whole issue, you know, I've heard about it on your show. The Pacifica Network's been talking about it. It's a disgrace that this isn't addressed. This goes to show you how for granted they take the American people. I guess they assume that we're peasants and serfs too, and that we're stupid, and for the most part, a large portion of us must be, because nobody's raising hell about
that. Well, they admit that there's no paper trail, that that the elections can be stolen by anyone who can hack in, but then they catch Diebold and others doing it during elections, and nothing happens.
They engineered a backdoor system into it. They engineered a backdoor system into it. And
that's what MIT and a bunch of other universities say, and that's what their own engineer quit and admitted at Diebold, but it's the other companies, too. And then we have this corporate meeting between them and the federal government and the CIA that the news has reported on. But, I mean, this is we're losing.
Think about the analogies, the comparisons, the parallels. They're trying to get us down on the economic form of their grid, right? Stalin did that with Kulak peasants. Think about it. Stalin once said, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. And obviously they're controlling the process of who counts the votes. So in essence, what we're getting is a new form of technically sophisticated, maybe slightly sugar-coated, Stalin.
So how do we reach out to the yuppies who think they're part of the establishment and can't believe this is happening even when it's admitted?
Well, there's two ways, and only two ways they're going to be reached, Alex. It is through information, but you know what? They have to feel the sting of that whip. When they start to lose... By the way, they're also boring in. The government is boring in terribly into pension funds. Man, they're like a termite going into wood, and everybody's different pension fund. It's unreal. They want to get hold of
their
pension
fund. Well, I told you 2 years ago they began changing the rules where you don't own your pension fund.
No, you don't. Here, listen to this. If you make a loan against your own pension fund, and by the way, they try to demonize pension funds, too, if you read the popular press. If you get a loan from your own pension fund now, you're going to pay that loan back. And at a rate of interest, right? And it's your own investment. It's your own equity. And you're paying your own equity back at a rate of interest. The Internal Revenue Service will now consider that a form of benefit to you, and that will be added onto your income taxes and create a greater liability to you, even though you're paying back your own equity and paying it back at a rate of interest. I mean, how could that be a benefit to you if you got to pay back your own few dollars?
Yeah, they raise 100 taxes and then cut one tax, and we rejoice.
Right, and they're demonizing, Alex, if you read the local New York papers, every day they're demonizing, oh, this pension fund's no good, this pension fund's no good. The government wants to use it for this, use it for that. Oh, the people who are part of the fund are no good. They're demonizing funds. They're going to go after your pension funds, and that's when these yuppies, and they're all invested in one fund or another, that's when they're going to understand. They've got to feel the burn of the flame before they will listen to the truth. Right now, they're just living the high life, the champagne life, and they're intoxicated with this, and they don't see it. But once they get that sting, and it's just around the corner, they will understand.
Hey, real
it.
Quick, Ron, what do we do about how rotten so many police departments have gotten with framing people?
Well, Alex, listen, police were never ideal, but we got to defederalize them. Ever since the federal government's had a bigger hand in these departments become worse. And you made an astute observation about left and right. It's false. I think it was J.P. Morgan once said in the early 20th century, I like the idea of left and right, especially when you control both sides. It's a fun game.
All right, we'll be back with Scott and John and many others and some more really important news.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80%. 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're here, folks. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. The websites are amazing, jam-packed with so much key info daily. We put a lot of work and energy into this. PrisonPlanet.com. That's what we're fighting is the Prison Planet. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're fighting Earth being turned into a high-tech control grid prison planet through the InfoWar, and very effectively when we stand and fight, when we expose the lies with our secret weapon, the truth. The toll-free number to join us on air, I guess it's always good every couple hours to give the phone number out. We'll take more calls before this show ends. 1-800-259-9231. What do you think about the government-run election fraud? What do you think about the government saying they're about to capture bin Laden for you? What do you think about Bush cutting Taiwan loose? What do you think about all these revelations? 1-800-259-9231. Before I go to Scott in Mass and others and back into some more news, I'm carrying a new video, and it's by Eric Huffschmidt, a software engineer. It's an amazing new video. We carry the book that goes along with it, Painful Questions. This is Painful Deceptions, a video supplement to the book, Painful Questions, an analysis of the September 11th attack. It's 2 hours long. The World Trade Center towers, how could both towers disintegrate? into dust and short sections of steel in less than 10 seconds. Building 7 of the World Trade Center, how could this 47-story steel frame building disintegrate at 5:30 that evening without being hit by a plane? The attack at the Pentagon, how could a terrorist fly a Boeing 757 into the restricted airspace around the Pentagon? A lot more. You need to get painful deceptions. If we don't expose 9/11, the globalists will continue to carry out terror to scare us into submission. Also, there's my two films on September 11th. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 2.5 hours long, even longer on DVD. It's 2 hours, 24 minutes on VHS, 170 minutes on DVD, almost 3 hours on DVD, almost 2.5 hours on VHS. And we go into the history of government-sponsored terror, the World Trade Center bombing being the FBI picking the bomb, training the drivers in 93, Oklahoma City being a federal bombing, World Trade Center 2 attack being a federal operation, the globalist master plan, how to fight them, how to expose them. It's all documented. It's unbelievable. Then there's part two to that film, Masters of Terror. And instead of focusing just on the history of terror and some on 9/11, it's about 80% of that film is September 11th, and it's amazing info. Then there's my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, 224 pages, and it's $12, full of diagrams and photos and documents. There's Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, over 300 pages full of photos and documents, 1995 by Paul Watson. It gets into just so much. You got to get that book. Second copy when you buy one's $11.95 to give as a gift. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get the videos. Get the books. Make copies of the videos. Get them out to your friends, your family, opinion makers in your area. Air them on Access TV. You can affect change. You can expose the murdering globalists and avenge those that carried out September 11th. Again, avenge those that were killed by those that carried out September 11th. We must expose those that did it for those that died, and by stopping the next terror attack, by exposing this system, we can stop the next terror attack, folks. It is so vitally important that we do this, because 9/11 was only the precursor. It was only the preparation of the globalist. We've got to avenge those that were killed. We've got to expose the globalist, and we've got to expose them so they can't carry out another attack. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. The videos are $25.95 a piece. Order three or more. They drop down to $20. Please get the videos. Get the books. Spread the word now. It's up to you. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. That's 888-253-3139. Or off the shopping cart on the website. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go to Scott in Mass. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for the time. And I ask the continued blessing of the Holy Trinity on your work. But what I'd like to say real quick is that Article 1, Section 10 of our Constitution says no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender for payment of debt. That's what our Constitution said.
Because the Founding Fathers said in the Federalists and the Anti-Federalist papers and in the public debates and in the editorials in the newspapers, and I've read hundreds of them,
right,
that the Rothschilds and those in Europe would issue gold receipts for more gold than they had. Let's say you got 100 ounces of gold in your local bank, but you're in the bank, you issue scrip, that is receipts for gold, for 10,000 ounces.
Right.
And out of paper, out of thin air, you buy up the world.
Right.
That's what we were fighting against, one of the key things, that and gun confiscation.
Right.
And now we have this private Federal Reserve. It's as Federal Express, folks.
It's global. It's called the Global Unreserve. But anyway, to continue on, as far as you're talking about guns before, and I'd like to really just quickly give you something Mao Zedong said. He said, you'll find political power at the end of a barrel of a gun.
Well, he says political power grows out of the barrel of a gun.
Right, okay. Close enough. Now, you know, you get so much information in your head and you just can't memorize it exactly the way it but in any
case, did a great job.
Well, thank you. Well, this one is out of my Bible, and this is instructions for the time of crisis directly from Jesus Christ himself. He said to them, "When I sent you forth without a money bag or sack or sandals, were you in need of anything?" They said to him, "No, nothing," they replied. He said to them, "But now one who has a money bag should take it, gold and silver, and likewise a sack, and one who does not have a sword should sell his cloak and buy one."
Yeah, that was...
That's direct from the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, that
Luke 22, for anyone who wants to pick it up and read it. His instructions for the end time.
That was the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yep, that was just... That's right. You're absolutely right. That's very good, Alex. And the other thing that you were talking about, subliminal induction. I read a book about 20, 25 years ago called Subliminal Induction. And
by the way, it's like weather control. There's bills, there's documents, there's news articles. It's on the Weather Channel. They can control the weather. They have shows about it. The average person was preconditioned. It didn't exist. Just like subliminal conditioning. They teach it in marketing at the higher level graduate degrees at UT. You know, they teach it. It's a fact, but the general dumbbell public is so mind-controlled, they don't even know it.
No, that's absolutely true. And I read this book 25 years ago, and then once your eyes are open to the manipulations that they're doing to you, you have some protection from it.
That's it. Once you're conscious and look at the world consciously, seeing how they're trying to manipulate you, it's amazing. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Great call. Let's talk to who's up next out of all these callers. Who should I go to first? Stephanie? Ian in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I had a question. My girlfriend right now is in Minsk, is where she's from, and I was curious what the globalist agenda in that area of the world might be.
Your audio's a little fuzzy. Where is she in the world?
Minsk.
Showing my ignorance, is that in Eastern Europe?
Yes. Well, kind of right in between. It's right in between Poland and Russia.
Yeah, Central Europe.
Right.
I know about the generalities of that region. I know a lot about Ukraine, Poland, the Balkans, but there's so many. There's like 50 little countries there. I can't particularly tell you about that country on the border of Central and Eastern Europe. But I will tell you, those countries are under the same system they were 20 years ago, same system they were 15 years ago or 10 years ago, that the same communist strongmen now just take private control of all the banks and money, and
right,
they
like
still
Georgia,
got secret police and everything else. I mean, I don't the particulars of that little region, I don't have the specifics.
I didn't know if there were any, so I just wanted to kind of double check. This morning on the way to work, I saw somebody with a 1360 Infowars.com poster in their window.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. And easy on the cat, man. Cats aren't that bad.
Okay, you were listening in the first hour. What I said, and I was a little harsh, is I have three dogs and a cat. The cat is my wife's. She likes the dog more than the cat, but she saved it when it was starving to death as a kitten. When she lived in Florida, now the cat's like 10 years old, and it's really annoying. And my point here is that these cats, when this old woman collapsed out in California, were eating her own cats. Dogs don't do that. A dog will starve to death right next to you. A dog will chew its way out and rescue you, and a cat will do nothing for you. I'm saying, cats are okay. My point is, compared to a dog, a cat is worthless.
I'm just busting your chops, Alex. You have a great day.
Okay, you too, buddy. I appreciate the call. Let us go ahead now. We're never going to get to all these calls. And I wanted to get into Nazi fluoridation. The Nazis, their own documents I have in front of me on fluoridation. They used it to sterilize and to as a toxic chemical to basically control and sedate concentration camp victims. This is admitted, by the way. I have the university reports, the letters to Congress. I have it all right here, about a 20-page article. But the fluoride's good for you, isn't it? It's so good for you. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Dan.
Hello. My wife and I enjoy your programs a lot.
Well, thank you.
I'm calling about something you may have talked about. I don't really know. I'm talking about satellite radio. Have you had some conversation on that?
Yeah, and speaking of my lovely, wonderful wife, she bought it for me last Christmas, and I returned it. I don't like it. It's basically the same garbage, just more channels of it.
But let me suggest it's something else. It's going to limit people's choices in terms of both entertainment and music as well as opinion. I happen to be 68, and I'm a radio junkie going back to the time I was very young. And I used to like to, and I still do like to listen on the AM radio all over the country in the East. I'm from Pennsylvania,
but
New
you
York.
Have a lot fewer choices even on broadcast radio now, don't you?
It's much more limited. I quite agree. In my particular area, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, you can pick up at between 12 and 3, Rush Limbaugh in 13 locations, from Boston down to Washington D.C. You know, and all between Baltimore and York.
Yeah, it's the same thing here.
But. At least you have some opportunity in terms of both opinion and entertainment, both AM and FM, to go into a range of things. Here you're going to have somebody somewhere.
Yeah. What you're going to have is you're going to have morning and drive time hosts, the profit centers for the stations. They can only afford hosts then, and you might have a host who has one thimble of libertarian ideas or something, and he may not screen your calls, yes.
Yeah. So I would urge people who might listen to this before they go out and invest in a monthly fee and buying the damn thing, think about what they're doing to people's choice, their choice, and everybody else's choice over
the
years.
Well, look, they could easily, with the uplinks, give them more choice and put 100 alternative hosts. I don't care if it was from communists to Christians to libertarians, a real choice, I would buy it. I listen to it, and I'm like, I can get Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage and the Discovery Channel anytime I want. I'm taking this piece of junk back.
Okay. You made the right decision. Keep going. We like to hear you.
Okay, thank you. And look, it's technology. The technology isn't bad. But, I mean, I could get everything on there other than Discovery Channel. Yeah, it's got Discovery and History Channel. I listen to the audio from that. There was nothing on it. I don't listen to music. I'm always too busy thinking about the New World Order. I just worthless garbage. Worthless garbage. I mean, if I could just hear local hosts from around the country who even I disagree with, that it's something different. I don't need to pay $50 a month to hear Sean Hannity. I'm sorry. Tell me how good microchips and communist China are. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, my suggestion.
Yes.
That every ballot that you get would have, separate ballots. It might be 1A, 1B, 1C.
Yeah, the League of Women Voters is lobbying to not have any more paper ballots and to have no record. You get a receipt at an ATM or at the cash register at the wherever, but they don't want you to have a receipt from these electronic machines.
Well, they're full of baloney.
They are criminals, is what they are.
Oh, yes.
I've got video of League of Women Voters stealing elections in Florida.
Well, my idea would be to have every ballot numbered, and as they are used, there would be a copy on the bottom.
That sounds like something Al-Qaeda would say.
Yeah. Well, in other words, that would be a receipt, and... tear that off and you hand in the ballot. And then if they had more than say 100,000 people allegedly voted and they had all these ballots, then it would be traceable to find out just who did and who didn't vote.
Well, they've been stealing elections for a while with paper ballots that they computerize. But now with this touch screen, I mean, they've been caught scamming us. It's not like we think they could, or there's back doors and wireless internet connections built into them. We've been catching these creatures.
Well, Al, it isn't something that has just happened. It's been going on for some years.
Yeah, now it's going to be unified and total.
Well, that's the bad part of the whole thing.
They're going to say, it's a democracy. You voted for us to take your guns.
I didn't vote for a democracy. I know very well this is supposed to be a republic.
That's it, but they're going to say it's the democracy.
Yeah, but they're lying through their teeth.
Well, and the difference between a republic and a democracy is, in a republic, if 51% say kill all the black people, it doesn't happen. But in a democracy, if they do, it does happen. Or in a democracy, if they say you got to jump around on pogo sticks on Tuesday mornings, you have to do it. In a republic, you don't have to.
Well, I haven't heard that one, but very good. I appreciate your program. I listen whenever I can, and if I miss something in the afternoon, why, there's always the evening, and last night, because there's some QRM. I don't know what's doing it, but it was just about impossible on some stations, including a very strong one, usually, WBZ. It was bad on that, and I just had to drop it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. We'll be right back with more news, more calls.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
We know of is, quote, fluoride in the water isn't even on the periodic table. It is a toxic combination of chemicals used in aluminum purification process and the manufacture of fertilizer. It's called sodium fluoride, which according to the Merck index is primarily used as a rat and cockroach poison and is also the active ingredient in most toothpaste and is an additive to drinking water. But sadly, there is much more to the sordid tale. That's from the big pharmacological index. Did you know that sodium fluoride is also one of the basic ingredients in Prozac and sarin nerve gas? Yes, folks, the same sarin gas that terrorist release on a crowded Japanese subway train. Let me repeat, the truth that American public needs to understand is the fact that sodium fluoride is nothing more than a hazardous waste byproduct of the nuclear and aluminum industries. In addition to being a primary ingredient in rat and cockroach poisons, it is also a main ingredient in psychiatric drugs as well as military nerve gas. That goes on. Independent scientific evidence over the past 50-plus years has shown that sodium fluoride shortens our life spans, promotes various cancers and mental disturbances. It goes on and on. Concerning the practice of putting sodium fluoride into drinking water, where did this insanity begin and who tried it first? And this is from congressional reports, from mainstream books, you name it. The very first occurrence of purposely putting sodium fluoride in drinking water was in the German ghettos in Nazi Germany's infamous poison camps. The Gestapo, you see, had little concern about sodium fluoride's supposed effect on children's teeth. Instead, their reason for mass medicating water with sodium fluoride was to sterilize humans and force the people in concentration camps into calm bovine submission. See, for reference, The Crime and Punishment of I.G. Farben, written by Joseph Borkin. Kind of shocking, isn't it, folks? Ah, but it gets even better. Then they have letters from top chemists and universities and congressional reports and the reports from the German general staff and German general staff talking about repeated dosages of infinitesimal amounts of fluoride within time reduce the individual's power to resist by slowly poisoning and narcotizing a certain area of the brain, thus making him submissive to the will of those who wish to govern him. A convenient and cost-effective light lobotomy. That's the German general staff. Oh, man. Woo! I mean, just, this is, you wonder why people are jellyfish out there. Just amazing, sucking this trash down. I want to take some calls, but I had other news to hit. Let me just try to jam this in, then go to the call. Islamic militants get training in U.S. camps. This is from the Deccan Chronicle and a bunch of other newspapers. Back in 2000, May of 2000, Islamic fundamentalists in Britain are getting training in the use of firearms and explosives at a secret terror training camp in the U.S. to join militants in places like Kashmir. And it goes into Al-Qaeda and Taliban and all that. Marianne in California, go ahead. Last caller of the broadcast.
Hi, I think you're absolutely right. You know that weather modification is happening. There are chemtrails. They are spraying us. You're talking about fluoride. Let's talk about aluminum and barium and titanium that is coming down on us by the buckload through these KC-135 fighter planes. This is absorbed into our system through our pores, in our foods, everywhere. It's insane. We need to be talking about that. That's going on all the time.
I know. It's totally insane. And look at the number one ingredient in your Right Guard antiperspirant deodorant is aluminum. And they admit it builds up in the brain and then rots little holes in your brain. It kills the tissue.
Exactly. And we're breathing this stuff in day in almost every single day of the year. The Bush administration just launched a $4.3 billion budget to research climate change on the use of aerosols and carbon.
And now they admit that NASA said yesterday the Earth is 20% darker because of these sudden cloud banks forming globally.
Sudden clouds, my butt, they're putting them in there. All the pollution right now, most of the pollution right now, is coming not from the ground, but it's coming from these planes that are...
I hear you. We're out of time, Marianne.
Thank you.
Out of time. Thank you. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, on your local AM and FM dial, or at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, the premier websites in the information war. And on Global Shortwave at night, 9 to midnight, at 5.085 and 6890 during the day at 12.172 and 9320. I'll be back tonight, and I'll see you back on Monday and tomorrow for Real Talk Radio, 1 to 4. Bye-bye.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter.
fibers. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.